We left off in the Gemara on Ayin Dalid, Ayin Zayin on the base. The Gemara is commenting on the Mishnah on Ayin Zayin on the Aleph, the last few lines. Mr. Arbisfeld has the artsite now for his father, and we dedicate the learning of Zecha Nishmas of Avraham Ben Chaim. So the Mishnah records that there was a practice when a behemah would have a miscarriage. So in order to prevent this from repeating, so they would bury the shilya, the embryonic sac, al parashas hadrachim, when there would be a crossroads in the highway. So they would bury it there for some mystical reason. They would hang it up in a tree, and they had the superstition that this would help prevent the miscarriage again. So the Mishnah says it's forbidden to follow that practice, mepnei darkehu amari. The pasuk says, "Lo se nachshu v'lo se onenu." You're only allowed to do things that make sense scientifically. Whatever has a medical or a scientific explanation, that you're allowed to do. Whatever doesn't make any sense is a violation of nichush. Now, what's considered scientifically or medically oizgehalten? So the doctors today look back at the way medicine was practiced 50 years ago and they laugh. 50 years ago, they look back the way they practiced medicine 50 years before, they laugh at that. Every generation, you develop more. So in the days of the Tanoim, they thought that certain things were scientifically oizgehalten. They thought it was medically oizgehalten. So if according to the science of their generation, they thought that this made sense. So then there's no violation of las nachshav, las anen. Let's say if Rabbi Kiva would be alive today, and a person has pain in his leg, and the doctor prescribes, take a pill and their leg will get better. So the kid would say, it's nichush. What do you mean? He takes a pill and it's going to help for the leg. Well, how is the pill going to help? He swallows the pill. How does that help for the leg? So we'll have to clue in Rabbi Akiva. No, that the doctors figured out the whole system. They take the pill. Okay, so if he has a scientific explanation, it's mutter. So the Mishnah says that these two practices to bury the shilya, the embryonic sac, on the crossroads where everybody passes by, or to hang it in a tree, this has no scientific explanation, and therefore it's a violation of nichush. So that's what the Gemara, we left off the last 6-7 lines on Ayin Zayin on the base. That's what we're up to.
The Gemara says something is nichush. Nowadays, scientifically, we can prove it's not. Is it possible?
If what?
That nowadays we would say what they said was nichush is scientifically is galt.
Okay, then it'll be mutter. Usually be faked, but they say scientifically as galt, and today we think it's a big joke. Because we look back at the way they practiced medicine 25 years ago. It's a joke. Everything changed. Everything keeps on changing.
But what about the Mekubalim?
If they think that something, if they have a track record that it works. The Gemara talks, they used to hang kameis around their neck. So if the kameis, machi gabra, ismachi kameis, the Gemara's loshen emasech on Shabbos, you're allowed to walk on the street with a kameis. You're permitted on Shabbos when you wear clothing or you wear a tachshit, that's not a violation of hoitzor. It's not considered carrying outside of the air. So what if you have a bandage in order to heal a wound? So that's not a beggar, that's not a tachshit, but it helps you get better. So it's considered as if it were a tachshit. Let's say a person wears glasses, it helps him see better. So you're allowed to wear glasses also. The Chayodim holds you're not allowed to wear glasses because in the days of the Chayodim, the glasses didn't go around the ears. They used to wear glasses just over here. So it's very possible that it's going to fall off and you're going to carry it because basically you can see without the glasses. The Chayodim says you're not allowed to wear glasses because he may drop it and you're going to carry it. But the later Pesukim say that b'zmanazeh, the glasses go around the ear. How often did it happen? Almost everybody here wears glasses. How often did it happen that you were walking in the street, the glasses fell off? Never happened to me. The glasses fall off. So b'zmanazeh, the whole chumrah of the Chayodim doesn't apply. I remember a Penach Leibowitz. He wouldn't walk outside of the Erev with glasses on, because the Chayodim sits. I remember once we were vacationing in the same location, so they gave him maftas. I said, you can't take maftas, you can't read without his glasses. And on Shabbos he would walk without his glasses. So you're allowed to wear, a bandage because you need it. You're allowed to wear glasses because it helps you see better. Let's say a person can't walk without crutches. So the crutches are also like a taksha. It's not a beggar. It's also like a taksha that helps you, enables you to walk. So if a person has some kind of ailment and he hangs an amulet around his neck, and it's a smachi gavra, the man who wrote this amulet, this kameya, he has a track record that his kameyas work. And it's smachi kameyas, so this nusach that he wrote, whatever he wrote there in the kameya, we have a record that this works by other people. So that the Gemara considers that a scientifically proven that this amulet works. We would left today. We would think that didn't prove anything scientifically at all. But in the days of the Tanaim, they felt that that's good. Probably like the medication that they would use. Medication probably also is Baba Mice. It probably didn't help. But they thought at that time.
No, the Kameyas may be different. Because the Kameyas have a higher level of understanding.
I mean, you can't prove
scientific. Yeah. We're never scientific.
So the Gemara says if we know it has a track record, this person who wrote it has a track record of successful kameyas, and this text that he wrote has a track record of.
There was this argument between Eichert and
Yankel Hamden.
About the kameyas, whether the kameyas were good enough.
Right.
Apparently, so obviously
So that's what the Gemara talks about over here. When is there a violation of loisad achshu? When not?
What about? But nowadays, let's say something to be like sunglasses. Yeah. You want to say that helps you protect your eyes? Or you, I mean.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not going to fall off, and it's hard to see with the sun shining in your eyes. Yeah. Also, same thing. Also. So the Gemara quotes the Klal. Abai v'rava damitavav. The big sugya of Nichush is in the middle of Masechah Shabbos, when the Gemara talks about walking in the street chutz le'er with the kameis. So the Gemara says, what's Nichush and when is it mutter? So Abai v'rava damitavav. They both figured out the same formula. If it has a track record that it works, then there's not. Let's say you take medication for some pain in the back, and it works. We know that there's a medical explanation that it works. So that's not a violation of nichush. If you know that it has a track record, if it doesn't have a track record that it works, you're just making up a new thing. So that's superstition. So that's Yeshma Misham Darki Amur. That's exactly the prohibition of superstition.
Rashi says one of the refuahs is Lefesh Al Mako.
Yeah. Okay. Somehow they. I don't know. Somehow they thought that that's going to work to recite a pasuk or something. It's going to work, alamaka. Today people think that that's going to work. If you recite a pasuk, you take medication, it's going to work.
Maybe in those days it worked. Maybe. No, it doesn't work.
Yeah.
Different generations, psychological. Yeah.
Maybe it is psychological. Feg digmar akasha, what's vahatanya is akasha? Vahatanya is akasha, it looks like. Feg digmar akasha, we have a brice, ilon shemesha peirosa. We have a tree, and the fruits keep on falling off, and they fall down on the ground, and they get ruined. So what can you do to prevent that from happening? You want the pears to grow till they get ripe, and then you'll pluck them off. They shouldn't fall down by themselves and get all crushed. Get all ruined. So what you do is sokra besikra, you paint it with red paint, v'tano bavonim, and you put heavy bricks, stones, you put on the branches to weaken it. And that's going to help. That's going to prevent the fruits from falling down. So the Braisa says that's permissible. So the Gemara, why is it permissible? B'vishleim v'tano bavonim, that's a scientific way, that's a logical, scientific way that's going to help. Why is it going to help? So bishleim, that line in the Braisa, we understand, talking about one of my kehechad, the nekesh, chele, it should weaken the koyach of the tree. The tree is giving off too much koyach to the fruits, and they're ripening and they're falling down too soon. So if you're going to weaken the tree, let's say a person, I'm healthy and I can run around. So if you're going to put a ton of bricks on top of me, I'm going to be walking around, all exhausted. So the Gemara visualizes, you put a ton of bricks, stones on top of the branches of the tree, you're going to weaken the tree. So it won't be able to give so much koyach into the fruits. The sap of the tree is not going to give so much koyach. So the fruits will not ripen so quickly, so they won't fall off so fast. That's how they thought. I don't know. It doesn't sound right to me. But the Gemara thought that that's going to work. So the Gemara said, Bishleima, that's a scientific explanation. So that's not a violation of Nichush. Ella, for Gemara, painted with red paint. What is that going to help? What's for an Ein Hara? You're going to paint it with red paint. Therefore, the Ein Hara is not going to be chal. Amai? Why is that going to help? There's a Tosefta like that in Masechus Shabbos, that people walk around with red string. Chut Adam is a violation of Darkei HaMari. The Mishnah is, the Gemara in Shabbos has a whole list of Darkei HaMari. Then the Tosefta has a longer list. So it says that right the bendel is a violation of Darkei HaMari. So that's the Gemara's kasha. What? But the Tosefta says that it's not permissible. That you're not allowed to. Yeah. So the Gemara says that putting on the heavy stones on the tree has a scientific explanation. But painting the red paint that doesn't have a scientific, so that should be a violation. Dark am I? Everything more? No, that has an explanation also. People should see that it's painted red, and they'll understand that's a similar dove, that the fruits are falling down and getting ruined. But the boy is the people will be mispavel that I shouldn't lose my fruits. Kidatanya, like we have such a bryson. That's also not dark amur. It says when a person is a mitzoyra, so he has to go michutz lamachana. A person is a mitzoyra is not allowed to enter Yerushalayim, not allowed to enter any of the ayoros hamakofes chamim and moisu shubanun. And even hamenu gaas, I think we spoke this week. And even hamenu gaas mitzoyra tzaras batim, you're not allowed to leave in any city in Eretz Yisrael. Not only ayoros hamakofes chamim. Any location that had the status of a city. But Adam, who's a Mitzorah, is permitted to enter any other city, but he's not allowed to enter Ayaras HaMekav Eschema. The din that is Mishtalei Chutz L'Sholosh Machnas is not because it's a contagious disease and it's going to cause other people to catch this sickness. Contagious disease, it shouldn't be allowed to go into any city. It shouldn't be allowed to go when there's any population. There's anybody else. That's not the reason why. It's not a contagious disease. Sarasa doesn't correspond to some kind of miraculous heavenly disease. It doesn't correspond to any sickness that we know that's contagious. So the top pasuk says, "Badad yesh mechutz la'machane moshava." He's not allowed to be on the yoros amakof eschaimam. But Tommy Yikra has to tell everybody, has to notify the public that he is a mitzvah, that he's suffering. What is the purpose? What is accomplished by telling the public? So Gemara, the Brisa says, "Soch la'dil l'rabim." He should notify the public that he has this sickness, this miraculous disease. Rabim v'akshol v'rachmim, and they should be mispalel him for him. And the same is true that the pasuk says it about a mitzvah. Similarly, whoever lost a lot of money or has a tragedy occurred, so the same is true over here. If you paint the tree with red paint, sokra b'sikro, so that's a simon the public will know that Nebuchadnezzar has a tzorah in Parnassah. All the fruits are falling down, they're getting spoiled, they're getting rotten, they're getting ruined, and he's losing his money. So they'll be mevakeh shalom rachma, okay? Not that the red is going to help. The red does not. The red is like a red light, an advertisement that the public should know, notification. So the public should know that it needs tefillah.
Put on the red bendel because he had a problem, and people notice it.
Yeah, so people will be misfollowed.
They'll say something.
Does it happen today that I see someone with the right to bendel on his power for them? Sometimes they wear the right to bendel in a way that nobody sees it. They think somehow that that's going to protect them from an Ein Hara. Maybe that's what it's supposed to be. Maybe it's supposed to be like this. You see the right to bendel, he should be misfollowed for them.
The person that sees it.
Okay. Maybe that's what it's supposed to be.
I thought when the person is talking to Torah Yikra, was that because of a rachamim? Of course, keep away from the guy. He's telling me. don't let them touch your food and things like that. A more practical kind of thing. Not because
also, 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 also. What? Okay. Okay, if it works, it works. Okay. Amar Avina. So Avina says, Keman talinan kufsa bediklo. We have a practice. What is this? Kufsa eshkol tamorim, a cluster of dates. V'simenu shemesha perosim. This is a way to notify the public that this tree, the peris are falling down. They're getting ruined. So that's Kemanki Haitana. The minikolam is like that tana that you painted red, and everybody will know that you have a problem. So that was the practice in the days of the Gemara, that they would hang a cluster of dates on the date tree to notify the public what the problem is, and people would be misspelled. Okay, tefillah we believe in. We believe in tefillah, that if enough people daven for me, the tefillah will help. You have to get more people to daven. Okay.
I just suppose all these things are experiential. You can look at what happens. These things are not theoretical. You know, like if something makes it theoretical, that can't happen. But if they say this happens, and somebody saw these things happening, so there's some validity to it, because otherwise they're making something just invented on it. I mean, you make a statement of something of mine, you know, a mind, something that can happen, that you can observe.
Apparently the Nochrim were very into superstition, so they made up things from thin air. So if it's made up and it doesn't correspond to anything sechodik, anything scientific and medical, then it's darki amur. And if it does correspond, then it's no isa darki amur.
So
okay.
Question: what if it works and it is, but it has nothing to do with darki amur?
If it works, it means that it's scientifically.
It's not scientific. We know it works.
We know it works. We know it works. So there must be some. There must be scientific explanation as to why it works. Okay. We don't necessarily have to understand why, but there is a scientific explanation why it works.
We know that the Amorim used to use this as part of their Zorah thing and so on.
Cool. If they used it for Avodah Zorah, that's a different issue. You're not allowed to do things that have to do with Avodah Zorah. But this is not the connection with Avodah Zorah. Stomp superstitious things. So superstition, you're not allowed to know. Well, when the Torah was given, the Jews were at the forefront of fighting. There was a lot of superstition in the Middle East. So the Torah was at the forefront of fighting against all those superstitions. And now, over the generation, we have so many minhagim. So it turns out that the Jews are more superstitious than anybody else. We have minhagim that don't make any sense today. Maybe 500 years ago they made sense. But today they don't make any sense at all. So we're supposed to be at the forefront of fighting against Darkei HaMorim, against superstitions.
Is there an origin of the whole Ayin Har anywhere?
The red bendel says in Tosefta that it's a prohibition. It says Chut Adam is a prohibition of Darkei HaMorim because it doesn't accomplish anything unless you say it's a way to notify the public that there's a problem, and then the public should be mispal. Okay, but I don't know if that's what happens. See someone to write the bendel, how people mispal for them.
But you can write it Komeya.
Okay,
if a person knows how to write a kameh, okay.
What about sitting at a corner of a table? Some people don't sit at the corner of a table.
Not familiar with all the superstitions. Why? Because you don't get enough food there. You have to sit near the food. You have to sit near the tray where the food is.
I always thought it didn't have any Jewish origin, but then somebody told me that it's based on a strange understanding of Yoshev Kranos. That a person should not, it says not to be Yoshev Kranos.
But we don't pass like that. That's a misunderstanding of Yoshev Kranos. That's not what it means anymore. All right. Good. So we learned the Perek Behem HaMkasha. We left out one daf that was all about Hilchus Treifus, daf Ayin Vav, but the whole parak was about the dinim of Ben Pekur. Okay, very good. So Min HaTorah Ben Pekur does need Shechita, maybe the Rabbanon it does need Shechita. Machlokes and we paskin, when you shech the Ben Pekur, you have to say a bracha also. And the Gemara is mashma that the Hilchus Treifus don't apply. If the Ben Pekur has a treifa, it's going to be kosher. But the Shechita has to be a valid Shechita. You can't just shoot the animal, you can't just make a make-believe Shechita. The Shechita has to be a kosher Shechita. Otherwise, you wouldn't say a bracha. Okay. Those are the dinim about Ben Pekur. The next perik is a whole simen and shulchan aruch. So he has been on. pasuk says in Chumash, it's a din in shechita. You're not allowed to shecht. Also, in the Chumash, it's written in the masculine. What's going to have the whole discussion is that correct? That maybe it only applies to shecht the mother in the vlad. Maybe even though the Chumash it says shor osa oso ve'azbno lo sishchato b'yamecha, maybe the oso is inaccurate in the Chumash. Maybe it really means oso ve'azbno. The vlad doesn't matter whether it's a male or a female, but it could be the parent. Maybe the isa ve'azbno is only if the mother is geshocht. Maybe the behavior, human beings are related to the father, related to the mother. Gemara has a machlokes hatanaim by behemoth. We know the behemoth related to the mother is it related to the father also. Maybe al pidin there's no kurva. But human beings, there's an institution of marriage. The mother and the father are married together, and the father makes the mother pregnant. So the human being is related both to the father and to the mother. But the shalas by behemoth, maybe there's no kurva between the father and the vlad. Maybe only the mother and the vlad. So that's a machlekes hatanaim. We pass on to sveka redina the other day, where the os vezben applies to the oso. Does it apply to the male, to the father, and to the vlad? So we pass on it's also, but you wouldn't get malchus because it's a suffix, whether there's a kurva of the behemoth to the father. So that's what the perik is going to deal with. The first mishnah covers almost every single case possible in this area. Os vezben os noig beim goris beim chutz lortz. Okay. It's not restricted only to Eretz Yisrael. It's not from the mitzvahs of Klal Yisbaretz. That's what Tosfos is going to discuss. What do you need? What's the Havamina? Why should you think? So Tosfos is going to explain why. You have a series of prokim like that. It says this din, the Gid Anoshe, Basa B'cholav applies even Chutzlos. Why would you have thought that it doesn't apply? So Tosfos always explains why there would have been a Havamina. Fine. So it applies both to Eretz Yisrael. Bifnei Abayis, V'shaloh Bifnei Abayis. One might have thought, maybe the din of Osav Ezbeno says in Chumash in Vayikra chapter Chavdeis, maybe it says it in the context of Karbonis, and maybe it only applies to Karbonis, maybe even it applies to Chula, maybe only Bizman Shabbos HaMikdash HaYikayim, where it can apply to Karbonis, and even spills over to Chula. Mishnah says, no, Bein Mifnei Abayis, Bein Shiloh Mifnei Abayis. Even Bizman Shein Beis HaMikdash Kayim, Bizman HaZeh, there is a din of Osav Ezbeno. B'chulin Uvla Mikdoshin, it applies to Karbanis that you bring in the Beis HaMikdash, and it applies to Bama's Chulin as well. Ketzad, the din is you're not allowed to shecht on the same day. Not allowed to shecht them both on the same day. Someone that I know always has funny questions. So one of his questions was, what's the din? Someone's talking on a telephone. In Eretz Yisrael, they're 7 hours later than New York. So let's say in New York, there's a slaughterhouse, and they're shechting the behemoth, and it's now Tuesday, and Eretz Yisrael is already Tuesday night, and they talk to each other, the Oso is over here and the Bno is over there, they're shechting them simultaneously, but there it's Wednesday and here it's Tuesday, because there it's after Tzeisa Kachavim on Tuesday night, and here it's 7 hours earlier. So is there a violation of Oso as Bno? It's not Yom Echad, or is it Yom Echad? I don't know what the din is. I don't know. How do you determine Yom Echad? Yom Echad is like Vahiyera Vahivayka, Hayom Halach Achar
Alayla. A question we got the other way. You said many years ago, you gave that from Yosef Benar. You said that one goes from the Ace to Ace, and the Kachim, it goes to the day. So it's
sometimes the definition of a day is Be'ez Le'ez, a unit of 24 hours. Let's say, if I kill my Yavid Knaini, so it says, if he survives, if the Knaini survives 24 hours after I harmed him, so then the Odon is not Chai Nisa. Im Yom HaYamayim Yamad Lo Yukam Ki Kaspahu. If I kill my Knaini, so there the Gemara says, Yom HaYamayim, which is it, one day or 2 days? Gemara says it means 24 hours. So there the definition of the day is 24 hours. Me'es Leis. By HaForos Nedorim, there's a Machlokes HaTanaim. The husband or the father can be made for the neder only be Yom Shama. So let's say the wife or the daughter took the neder half an hour before the shkiyah. So the Mishnah says, the HaFaris Nedarim is only till the end of the day, till the shkiyah. If it's late in the day, he only has a half an hour to go. And one time, and the Gemara disagrees. He says, no, you always have 24 hours. Whatever time of the day she took, whatever time he is about it, so he has 24 hours from that time. That's called Yom Shammah. So we usually assume not like that time. We assume it goes basa Yom Shalter, Vahir, Vahivoker. Like they always announce on the radio that the Jewish Sabbath and the Jewish holiday goes from sundown to sundown. And then in Kodshim, the Gemara is going to say Taka later. In this parak, in the next parak, I think it's in parak Yira Noshe, the Gemara is going to say B'Kodshim is the reverse. Yeah. If you bring a Chatos or an Oshom or a Toido, it's Nechol, Yoymechod, so Yoymechod means Yom V'Laila. Ad Chatzos. Chatzos is only Midirabbanan. There's no din that goes from midnight to midnight. That's the Negoyish calendar. It goes from midnight to midnight. The din, you bring a Korban Chatos, a Korban Oshom, a Korban Toido, eat it till Chatzos. That's Kedel L'Harchei Kesodim and Aveirim. And I'll tell you, you can eat it all night long because Halal L'Holach HaChayim and Kodshim is the reverse. So here it goes Basa Yom HaShol Teira. So that's the Shaila. Someone shechting, two people are shechting also there's been exactly simultaneously. So that should be an Issa. But by one of them it's Tuesday, one of them it's Wednesday. Because in Eretz Yisrael it's Tuesday after Tzeis HaKochav. So the Pashta says it should be Mutter, I think. Even though the Mam is shechting exactly the same time. He's shechting on Tuesday, he's shechting on Wednesday. So it should be Mutter, I think. I think it's Mutter. So the Mishnah is going to run through all the possibilities. Ketzad. What are the dinim of shechting also as Menoy Chulam and Kotsh? A shechad also as Menoy Chulam Bachutz. Let's say today, he's shechting Tube. I know that it's also as Menoy. And shechting both chul and bachutz, no karbonis at all. So shneihem ksherim. There is no din b'riyevet. Let's say if you cook basa b'cholav, you violate an aver by cooking the basa b'cholav. Then it's also b'achil, also b'ano. What's a din if you shecht? How do you know basa b'cholav? We started chulim by learning first parak called basa b'cholav. So one Tana learns that. How do you know basa b'cholav is also b'ano achila? Because the pasuk says losecho kol tayevo. Since I prohibited you from cooking basa b'cholav, so basa b'cholav is a dava hametuav, so it's called lasecho kol tayevi. You're not allowed to eat it. So the Gemara says maybe osve zbenal, you're not allowed to shecht. So if you did shecht it, maybe it should be osa b'achila. Osve zbenal should be osa b'achila. So the Gemara explains that it's not so. And that's what the Mishnah says. Shneim ksherim. The first one for sure is kosher. Even the second one, which was geshochten ba'avere, vasheni sofi kesabayim. The one who shechted the second one is going to get malchus because he violated osi bezmano. But even the second behemah is muta b'achila because the Gemara said in the end the perikol abasa that pasuk the sochel kol teiva doesn't apply to this case. The Gemara had a whole limud. Yeah, in Yeridaya they quote the opinion of the sefer halachas gedolos, which was written in the days of the Goyim. They're not sure exactly who wrote it. Different opinions, who wrote the Bahag, the Sefer Halachas Gedolos, and different versions of the Bahag. It could be that different people wrote different versions of the Halachas Gedolos. Okay? So they quote the Chumra from the Bahag, even though Minat Torah, the din of Lasech Kol Teiva Kol Shetiyav Tilcha doesn't apply to Oysev Ezbenai, but Midirabbanan applies. So Midirabbanan, you're not allowed to eat.
Which one?
Oh, which one? So that's a further machloikas, the Prima Goren quote. So the Pashtus is the second one. The one that geshechted first was Behet Gomer. The one that was geshechted in second, that's the Averis. So you're not allowed to eat the second one. So the Prima Goren quotes of an opinion from Achrayim that according to the penalty of the Bahag, that there's a Knas Midirabbanan, that you're not allowed to eat it. So even the first one is Osir. How can the first one be Osir? First one was Behet Gomer. What Averis did he do? So it would appear from that Bahag, but we're going to learn the Perik, that arise from the whole Perik like that. That the prohibition of Oysev Ezbenon is not just, you're not allowed to shecht the second one. Tomorrow's going to have like this. Oysev Ezbenon does make a difference which one you shecht first, whether you shecht the mother first or the vlad. So what if you shecht the grandmother and the granddaughter, so far you didn't violate any avera, then someone shechts the middle generation. So that's, it makes Oysev Ezbenon with the mother, Oysev Ezbenon with the grandchild. So one time is of the opinion you get zwei more malchus. What's Tzvei Mo Malkus? There are two reasons why it's Osir. Two reasons why it's Osir Ezbenon, but it's only one behema. So it would appear from the Mishnah that the prohibition of Osir Ezbenon is not just, you're not allowed to shecht this behema. If you shecht the second one, if you cause that Osir Ezbenon should be Nishchat and Miyam Mechod, so you have violated an aver, you caused that both were Nishchat and Miyam Mechod, so it's considered an aver even on the one that was Nishchat first. So the Gemara says, if you shecht the grandmother and the granddaughter, then you shecht, that's Het Gomer. Then you shecht the middle generation. So one Tana Hos gets two more Malkus, because this middle generation is Mitzuruf with the grandmother to be Yosef Ezbenom, and Suruf with the granddaughter to be Yosef Ezbenom.
One might say,
One mice, it gets very more. I think we don't pass like that. But the fact that there is such an opinion indicates that the nature of the prohibition is not the way we thought. It's not that that's a reason why you're not allowed to shecht the second one. No. If you shecht the second one, you cause, it's an isa chalois. It's not so much an isa pulda. You brought about, you caused that both when nishchet b'yem echol. So that's one version of the Bahag, that there's a penalty with the Rabban. You're not allowed to eat either of them. Not only you're not allowed to eat the second one, you're not allowed to eat the first one either. But Mikra did, the Mishnah says, Shneim Kshem, they're both mutam. And the one who shechts the second one, the Savik Sabbai. What if he shechts two behemoths, Osibias Beno, Kochim Bachutz, they're both Karbonis, and he shechts both of them outside of the Beis HaMikdash? So there's an Avera, if it's an Avera, Sheesh Bokoris. If someone shechts Kochim Bachutz, Shechet Bachutz, and Mala Bachutz, and Sepidisa, and Shchutechutz, you're not allowed to shech Karbonis outside of the Azara. And then there's an Isa, even if someone else shechted it, you're not allowed to make a Mizbeach, a Bama, outside of the Azara and be Makriv. That's Mala Bachutz. That's the list, the end of Maseches Zvochim. It's Perka Shechet Bamala. Shechet Bachutz, Mala Bachutz is Chayv Koris. So if you have two behemoths, those who have been on, they're both Karbonis, and you shecht them both Bachutz outside of the Azara. Harishan Chayiv Kares, the one who shechted the first one violated the Avera of Shchutechutz. So the Avera of Shchutechutz has Kares. Ushneim Psulim, they're both possible because you shechted Kachim Bachutz. If you shecht the carbon outside of the Azori, you're not allowed to eat it. Ushneim Sofkem Meso Abayim, they both get Malkus. The one who shechted the first animal gets Malkus because he violated Shchitas Shechet Bachutz. That's an Avera Sheesh Bokares. The one who shechts the second one is already not in violation of Shchut Echutz. Because Rashi explains that's the whole gist of the Mishnah. The only time there's an Avera of Shchut Echutz is, it says in, it's, where is it? In Parshas Achrei Mos, I think. Where's Shchut Echutz? I think it's in Achrei Mos. Don't remember. So it says, if you have a carbon, Vel Pesach Olamayad Lohevi, or you didn't bring it to the Azara and you shechted it Bachutz, then you chayv Koris. So El Pesach HaMoed La'aviyah means only if it's Roy Love El Pesach HaMoed. If for some reason or another have a korban and it's possible, or it's possible to be makriv today, because the din is, that's called Mechus Hazman. The original Mechus Hazman is in Chumash, when a behemah is born, you're not supposed to be magdashit within the first week. You're not allowed to be magdashit. Shiva Siyamidya Tachasim or Yom HaShmini V'Holi, you're also the korban Isha Hashem. So there's an Isa not to be magdashit within the first 7 days, and then there's an Isa to be makrivit. If somebody goes, what's magdashit? You're not allowed to be makrivit. What if you went ahead and you were makrivit within the first 7 days? So you violated an avera. You shouldn't have done it. Is the carbon kosher or not? So the Gemara says, no, the carbon is pasul. That's called mechus hazman. You're supposed to wait till the eighth day, and you didn't wait. So that's one example of mechus hazman. Then there's another example of mechus hazman. I have two animals. I shecht the one today. I'm not allowed to shecht osv ezbeno. I'm not allowed to shecht the other one on the same day. I have to wait till tomorrow. So if I'll shecht it today, that's also an example of mechus hazman. I wasn't supposed to shecht it today. The first example of mechus hazman, the original din is, you have to wait till the eighth day. Another example is, I happen to shecht, it's not mechus hazman because of its own, because I shechted the mother on the vlad today. So I have to wait till tomorrow to shecht the other one. But shecht it today, it'll be possible a korban because it's mechus hazman. Then there's a third kind of mechus hazman, that's a machlokes hatanoim. Let's say on Yom Kippurim, there are a whole bunch of korbanos that you have to bring, and there's a seder. A seder means you have to do first this korban, and next the other korban, and then the other korban. So I'm supposed to bring this korban today, but it's mechus hazman. I didn't bring the other korban yet. I brought the later carbon too early. That's called mechus hazman lebo bayom. Not that I'm supposed to wait till tomorrow. I'm supposed to wait till next Sunday, till the Yom HaShmini. No, I'm supposed to wait to bring a different carbon today. Today is the right day, but I jumped the gun. I brought it too soon. So that's a machlokes hatanoim. Whether yesh mechus hazman lebo bayom or ein mechus hazman lebo bayom. Would the carbon be possible for the eved or not? But here the Mishnah says, Nachmal, if he shechts both akotshim bachutz, also there's been all the both karbanis, and he shechts both of them chutz la'azara. So it says, harishin chayv kares, whoever shechts kotshim bachutz, the pasuk says you chayv kares. And if you do b'shoigig, you have to bring a chattas, korban chattas, because you violated shchut rechutz b'shoigig. Which name psulim, they're both possible. Why? When you shecht kotshim bachutz, it's always possible. Nipsal b'yotzei. Ushneim Sofkim Misarboim, they both get Malkus. Why? So the one who shechted, the first one gets Malkus because he violated Shechitas Kodshim Achutz. The one who shechts, the second one is not Chayiv Kares.
Why is he getting?
Second one gets Malkus because he violated also the Ezbeno.
So the question is, why isn't, if the first one gets Kares, why is he getting Malkus?
That's a good. Sorry. That's a machlokes hatanoim. We learned Makkas a couple of years ago. Yeah. So in the third perikel and aloiken, there's a machlokes hatanoim. Who gets Malkus? Which aver gets Malkus? So there's one Tana whose opinion is not accepted. He says you only get Malkus if it's an aver that's similar to Lasach and Hashar B'dishoy, because Malkus says right Hoyim Bina Kos HaRasha, that a Rasha gets Malkus, says next to the pasuk of Vasachim Shabadisha. So the Sachim Shabadisha is a plain lav, but if you have a lav sheishbo kores, so then one time is all the opinion, there's no malchus. But we don't pass him like that. We pass him that if you eat on Yom Kippur, that's kores. If you eat on Yom Kippur, the mezid, there's go yit chomis b'tesh. So we pass him that there is malchus. Somebody eats chayla v'dam, the mezid is chay kores. So if he eats it and they warned him, he will get malchus. We pass him chay v'krisis. If it's b'mezid the b'hasra, there will be malchus. So the one who shechts the first kachim b'chutz is chayv malchus if they gave him hasra. If there were witnesses who gave him hasra, he'll get malchus because he violated the law. The one who shechts the second one will get malchus not because of kachim b'chutz. The second one is a pasul karmen because it's b'chutz zman. I'm not allowed to shecht it today. I have to wait till tomorrow to shecht it. So if it's not roi lav of pesach hamoed, then there is no lav of shchut echutz. But this one who shechts the second one is zayv on the avera of osav ezbeno.
Back to the case where they're in two different cities and it's
before the shkia
in one and before the shkia in the other. So in that case, would both of them be chayav shchut echutz since it's not Mechus Ter Zman. There it was day one. Here it's already day two for the other one. It can be brought on that.
Probably will not be Mechus. I don't know, but Mechus Man depends on Yerushalayim. Roy Lovel Pesach HaMoed means, would I be able to bring it to Yerushalayim and be makriv it today? So once if I'm going to bring it to Yerushalayim, so what day is it in Yerushalayim?
So let's say it's already day two in Yerushalayim. The other one that you shechted first, there was in Japan, not Japan, China, it was already the previous day. So in China, it's already past
the... It's the later day.
China
is the later day.
In China, it's already past Shkia.
And then Yerushalayim is the earlier day.
That's right outside Yerushalayim. It's an earlier day.
And which one did he shecht first? They're both kachim machutz. One shechts in China, and
but you only shechted one. So
you only shecht one. So that's roy lavol pesach hamoed. He could have brought it to the Beis Hamikdash and he didn't. So whoever shechts it is chayv kares.
Yeah, but what about the other one? Since he can bring it on that same day, because really it's already a different day. It's in a different city, so it's a different day.
If it's a different day, then it's roy lavol pesach hamoed. Okay.
So both would get.
If it's the second one is on a different day, so it's, if it would bring it to Yerushalayim, the second one, if he brings it to Yerushalayim, what day is it? I mean, the one in China was Nishchat first,
right?
And Yerushalayim, it's an earlier day, so if you would bring the second one in Yerushalayim, would be fine. So it's Roy Lovel Pesach HaMoed. Okay, so it'll be Chayv Kares on the second one too. Okay. The Tanoim weren't thinking about the different time zones. They were aware that there's different time zones.
If you shecht the kachim both b'chutz, the first one's chayv kares and gets malchus. The second one gets malchus because of...
Because osve is b'no.
Not because b'chutz is man?
No.
Because he's shechting b'chutz is man. You get malchus if shecht b'chutz is man in the Azor. If you shecht it chutz la'azara, I don't think you... If you do the avoida on b'chutz is man... But if he shechts chutz la'azara, he's not doing the avoda. So he's not chayv b'shut chutz because not kosher. It's not roy lavol pesach hamoed today. It'll be kosher tomorrow. But today it's not roy lavol pesach hamoed. So today it's a mechus zman. So there won't be an iser of shchut chutz. There'll only be oiv on the iser of osav ezbeno. That'll be a machlekes hatanoim later. That's called shchita sheinu ruya. let's say Ashecht Osves Benoi, and let's say I shoot both of the animals, Osves Benoi. So that's not an Avera. The Avera only is Lo Sishchatu B'Yamecha. If you do Shchita on both, what if I Shecht both, and both of them, or one of them is a Treifa? So Shchita's Treifa is Metam Dei Nevela, but it's not Mata Bachila. So that's called the Shchita Sheni Ruya. I did a Shchita, but it's not Mata Bachila. So is that Shchita Sheni Ruya Shmo Shchita, and you're in violation of Osu Ezbeno, or not? So that's going to be a Machlekes Hataroin. Same thing, let's say, a person steals Shorbas Seh, and he either shechts it or he sells it. Chamish b'okish ham tachas hashar, yabatz on tachas haseh. So in Perek Merubim, but the comment is, the machlek is in the Mishnah, what if he shechts shor b'seh, the gan of shechts shor b'seh, and it turns out that the shor b'seh was a treifa. So to valid shechit at the time of the nevela, he did it, if he just shoots the animal, he's not chayib dalav hei, only a tvocho. Tvocho means a shechit at shera. What if he did a shechit? It turns out that it's osa b'achila because it's a treifa. So will he be chayv dalet vehe? He says shechit sheni buya shmo shechita, shechit sheni buya lav shmo shechita. So that's a machlekes hatanaim. Same thing kisri hadam. There's a din if shechet chay biyof. So the dam that comes out b'shach shechita needs kisri. Shechet behemus, there's no mitzvah of kisri hadam. Shechet chay biyof, there's a din of kisri hadam. Chickens, turkeys, and chaya, deer. Shecht all the cows, so there's no mitzvah. That's behemoth, so there's no mitzvah of kisi adam. So the shaila is, what if I shecht the behemoth? It turns out that it's a treifa. So it's also bachilu. So the shechita was an incomplete shechita. So is that called shechita that you chayev to do kisi adam? Or do you say no? That's like shooting the animal and a puddle of blood accumulates. There's no mitzvah of kisi adam. So in all these cases, there's a machlekes hatanai. Gemara is going to point out later that we pass kind of a compromise that when it get to kisi adam, the pasuk says shachar chayviyof asher yeyochel has to be edible. So only by kisi adam the din is shchita sheni buya is lav shmo shchita. But when it get to osu ves benam, when it get to dalad dehei tavach amochem sure, but said dalad dehei. So there we pass kashin shchita sheni buya is shmo shchita. Only when it get to kisi adam, Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, the editor and the Mishnah, has made this compromise. Before his days, there was a machlokes hatanaim. All three cases were put together. B'chad amachta, the osav es benoi with the kisi adam, with the dalad behei, was all one issue. Whether shchita sheni buya shmo shchita or not, and Rabbi Yehuda Nasi made the compromise, and that's how he passed like his compromise, because that's the way the pasuk reads. Shochet chay ve'af asher yeyochel. So there, by kisi adam, we require has to be shchita ruya. Yes, so here the Mishnah says if they were both karbonis, the osav es benoi both kachim and he shecht them both bachutz, a harishan chayiv kari is the one who shechts the first one. Shchut echutz is one of the isurei karis, and he gets malchus because he did shchut echutz. And his posel, shchut echutz is also bano, it's a karbon. If you shecht the bifnim, then the shchit is matter. Shecht the bachutz, the shchit is not matter. It remains an isa me'ila beheglish. And the one who shechts the second one, even though the second one is a apostle of carbon, you're not allowed to eat it, but the second one gets malchus because of Osu Ez Beno. The Mishnah's working on the assumption that shchita sheni buya, shmo shchita. The second one that he's shechting, they're both also bachila. The first one is also bachila because they're both also because of kachim bachutz. Mm-hmm. He shechts the kachim bachutz. So they're both shchita sheni buya. Nonetheless, the Mishnah says that the one who shechts the second one gets malchus because of Osu Ez Beno. The Mishnah is assuming the shechita sheni buya is shmo shechita. That's how we paskan shmo shechita. The only case where we paskan af shmo shechita is by the kisi adam because it's asher yeyochel. Yeah. That now goes the third case. What if he shechts two osu es benoi? They're both chulin, but not that he shechts both bachutz. He shechts chulin bifnim. He shechts both chulin bifnim. So what's the din? You're not allowed to shecht chulin ba'azara. You're not permitted to shecht behemas chulin in the azar. So that's a machlekes in the Gemara and Nazir and a different mesichtes and Sochim, different mesichtes about the chulin ba'azara is an isa deraisa and isa derabban. So if it's an isa derabban, so of course there's no malchus. An isa derabban, maybe malchus mardus, but there isn't going to be malchus abayim. There isn't going to be 39 times malchus. Even if you hold chulin ba'azara is an isa deraisa, also no malchus, because it's not written in chumash b'losh and lav. It's derived. There's a derivation. There's a yafusa. It's a machlekes. Whether shchita schulin. If you shecht chulin mazor, there's an avera against shechting it. Then there's an iser against eating it. you're not allowed to shech tchula mazar, you're not allowed, and if you did shech tchula mazar, you're not allowed to eat it. So on everything is a machlokes amaroyim, whether shechitas tchula mazar is an isa deraisa derabbanan, whether achilas tchula shenishchetu mazar is that an isa deraisa and isa derabbanan. There's a tesis in one place, tesis suggests they think that the only thing that's a machlokes, whether tchula mazar is deraisa derabbanan, let's say it's a big azara, and the guy shechts a behemoth and then he wants to eat it. So the shechita of the chulam azara maybe is the rabbana, and then the prohibition against eating is the rabbana. What if they shecht chulam azara and they take the emurim and they burn them on the mizbech, and they take the dam and they sprinkle on the mizbech, and the whole thing is chulin? It's not a carbon at all. So Tesis thinks that for sure is an isa deraisa. To be makriv emurim on the chelav on the mizbech, that's chulin. And to be zarek dam on the mizbech, that's chulin. That for sure, that's an isa deraisa. You're not allowed to be zarek dam on the mizbech. You're not allowed to be maktim emorim on the mizbech if it's chulin. So the achrayim say it's against the gemara. There's a beferish gemara in Nazir that if chulin bazar is lav derais, and not only the shechitas chulin is mutam and atara, not only are you not allowed to eat chulin bazar is only made the rabbanon, even to be maktim on the mizbech is also everything is the rabbanon. If you are chulin bazar lav derais, everything is only the rabbanon. The shechita is only an isa derabbanan. The achila is only an isa derabbanan. Even to burn it on the mizbech and to be zerk the dam, also only an isa derabbanan. Against that, taste the suggestion. See, here that's what the Mishnah says. He shechts two chulins bifnim. Chulin bifnim. Shneim psulim. You're not allowed to eat either menatar or derabbanan. That's the machlek. But if you shecht chulin mazara, you're not allowed to eat it. Is that an isa derais and isa derabbanan? So shneim psulim. They're both awesome. The second one gets malchus because osav is beno. Why doesn't the first one get malchus because of shechti chulam azar? See, if your chulam azar is only an isa derabbanan, so an isa derabbanan you get maybe malchus mardus. It's not clear who gets malchus mardus. When one violates any and every isa derabbanan, you get malchus mardus. That's a rule. Whoever violates an isa deraisa that's similar to losachsim shabadisha, you get malchus deraisa. Whoever violates an isa derabbanan gets malchus mardus. Or is malchus mardus require an ad hoc bezin to decide? There is no klal. Maybe there is no klal. So it's very unclear. The Prima Gaudim writes about that. He says it's unclear in the Rambam whether is there a klal who gets malchus mardus. He's not sure. So the if Cholam Bazara is only the Rabbanon, so the first one who did Cholam Bazara doesn't get Malkus. Even if Cholam Bazara is an Isa Deraisa, but it's not written Veloshen Loisesei. It's inferred that you're only supposed to Shech Kotchim in the Azara. Cholam, you're not supposed to Shech Nazara. So that's like a Lava Boma Chalala say. So there wouldn't be Malkus either. So the Sheni is Safik Rabban. The one who Shech the second one gets Malkus because of Elsa's Mera. But the Rishon who Shech the Cholam Bazara does not get Malkus.
If so, and so you can't eat them, can you have an
oil? In Chulam Bazar, I think it's also about an oil also. I think it's also about an oil also. Either mid the Rabbanon or mid the Torah, yeah. The Gemara has this machlekes in Nazir. There's a Mishnah there in Nazir. A father has the right to declare his son before Bar Mitzvah. He has a little son. So he declares, I want my son to be a Nazir for the next 30 days. So the Mishnah says, "Of mother is barab nazir." The mother has no right to do it. The father has no right to declare his daughter as a nazir. It's only a special thing. The father has a right. Of mother is barab nazir. Father with the son has a right to declare him as a nazir. When the 30 days are up, the father is going to bring the karbanos that the nazir brings. So the Gemara says, "Where did this thing come from? Where does it say this in Chumash?" The Chumash says, "Ish or ish kida neder nazir lahazal Hashem." The person takes a neder naziris. That the father has the ability to declare his son as a nazir. So one is of the opinion as halacha Moshe Messina. Rabbi Yechanan, machlekes Rabbi Yechanan Mishlag. Rabbi Yechanan holds halacha Moshe Messina. Kach nemar halacha Moshe. There's no pasuk. There's no way to derive it by reading in between the lines. Halacha Moshe Messina. And Mishlokish says that it's mitam chinuch. So the Gemara says mitam chinuch. Chinuch is midir rabbanan. So are you allowed to bring karbanos? At the end of the 30 days, the nazir brings karbanos. So how can it be mitam chinuch? If benatar is nishke nazir, so aren't you bringing chulam bazara? The Gemara says, yeah, Reish Lakish holds like those opinions, that the prohibition of chulam bazara is only made the rabbanon. So him omer vahim omru, the whole Yisra of chulam bazara is only the rabbanon. And mitam chinuch, they encouraged that a father should declare his son as a nazir if he thinks that it makes sense for the son. So since the whole prohibition of Chol Mazal is only Rabbanon, so the Makal Chinuch, we allow them to bring it. So that's the Gemara that says, Beferish, you bring the Karbanos and you zerik the Dam on the Mizbech and you burn the Emurim on the Mizbech, and everything is only the Rabbanon. Not just the Yisit to Shech Chol Mazal. Not just the Yisit to eat an animal that was Nishchad Bazar Chol Mazal. Even the prohibition to be Makrav on the Mizbech, that's also only the Rabbanon. The whole story of Chol Mazal is only the Rabbanon, according to Reish Lakish. According to Rabbi Yechanan, it's not so. Chul Mazar is their rice in Psochim. The Gemara said, it's a machloikis hatarayim, whether Chul Mazar is their rice or their Rabban. Yeah. What does the Mishnah continue? The Mishnah has every case of Osev Ezbeno, Kochim Chul. And then it goes by the Kochim Bifnim. He has two Osev Ezbeno, they're both Karbonis, and he shechts them both in the Azara on the same day. So Harish and Kosher are Potter. The Rishon, he didn't know any Aver. He did a mitzvah. He shechted the carbon where it belongs. In the Azar, is makriv the carbon of fire. The Rishon kosher a pot of kos pot. He did a mitzvah. Vasheni, the one who shechs the second one, safik es harabayim, because he violated osav yezbeno, so he gets malchus, upasal, and the second one is pasal because of mechus hazman, because he was supposed to wait till tomorrow. So if you shecht it today, that's the psul mechus hazman. Just like if you don't wait till the Yom HaShmini, it's a psul mechus hazman. So if you didn't wait till tomorrow in a situation of osav ezbeno, that'll also be called mechus hazman, it'll be posel. What if the two animals, the osav ezbeno, achulin v'kotshim bachutz, they're going to have every combination. One is chulin, one is kotshim, and he shechts in both bachutz. The harishin, the first one is chulin, kosher apot, he didn't do anything. He shechts behem aschul machutz. It's no aver at all. It's fine. He shechts behem aschulim. But then the kotchim bachutz v'asheni savik es rabayim upasul. The one who shechts the second one is not chayv koris because of shchut echutz. Because not roy love al pesach al moed. Since he shechted one of them today, the first one he shechted was chulin. He shechted it bachutz, where it belongs. So you're not allowed to shecht the second one on the same day. That's mechus hazman. You have to wait till tomorrow. So since it's mechus hazman, it's not roy lov al pesach al moed today. So then you're not chayiv on shchut echutz. So but the one who shechts the second one bachutz will be in violation of osav ezbeno. So he gets malchus, but he's not going to be chayiv karis. If it would have been real shchut echutz, if the second one, which is the chulin v'kotchim bachutz, if the kotchim bachutz would have been roy lov al pesach al moed, so the sheni, the one who shechts it, would have been chayiv karis. Says no, sheni savik es arbaim. Upasul, yeah, the korban is posul because it's kotchim bachutz. It's going to be of course it's going to be posul. What if it's faker kotchim chulin bachutz? The first one he shechts is a korban. You have an osav ezbeno team. So he shechts the first one he shechts bachutz is kotchim. So kachem achutz is chayv karis, as shchut echutz, and it's roy lov al pesach al moed. He could have no mum, he could have brought it to the azor. So if he shechts kachem echulim bachutz, harishin, the one who shechts first, the one who shechts first will be chayv karis because of kachem achutz. Upasul, if he shechts kachem achutz, it's pasul. All karbanos are rosa bahanoah, there's an isim le'ilah. So if you shecht it in the Azara properly, if it's a chatas or an asham or a shlamim, it's a chatas and asham after the shechita the Kohanim eat. And if it's a kachim kalim, then the Israelim eat it. Fine. But if you shecht it bachutz, it never had a shechita that's matah. The shechita was done by psul. If you shecht the korban bachutz, you have to shecht the korban in the Azara. So of course it's going to be also b'achila. Again, kachim chulam bachutz, harishon chayv koris a psul, you're not allowed to eat it, because the shechita was a matarit, v'hasheni kosher, the second one he shechted chulin bachutz. True, he violated the avera of osav ezbeno. He's going to be ushneim sofkim sarbaim. They're both going to get malchus. The first one gets malchus because he violated shchut echutz. That's a lav. That's a lav sheyesh bakaris. He's right. There is a tana who says lav sheyesh bakaris. You're not like it, but we don't pass like that. So the first one, they both get malchus. Ushneim sofkim sarbaim. First, both of the shechtim get malchus. The one who shechted the first one kachim bachutz is in violation of shchut echutz. That's malchus. The one who says the one who shechts the second one chulin bachutz is chayev malchus because he violated osav ezbeno alav shein bakaris. Then the next combination is chulin v'kachim bifnim. He shechts in both bifnim. He shechts first the chulin and the kachim. So shneim psulim. The first one is psulim means osav achila. The first one, Yishet Chulam Bazar is also either Menatarma de Rabban. Chulam Bazar is also either Menatarma de Rabban. So it's also Bachiva. Once he shechted the first one, you're not allowed to shecht the second one. It's also Be'ez Beno. So if you're going to shecht the second one in the Azara, it's going to be Mechus Hizman. So it's going to be also Bachiva. If you shecht the Mechus Hizman, it's Apostle of Korban. So it's also Bachiva. So it says Shneim Psulim, they're both also Bachiva. The first one is Asa Machila because Chulim Bazar. Second one is Asa Machila because of the Psula of Mechus Hizman. He shechted it too soon. Like shechting a behemoth within the first 7 days. It'll be Asa Bachila. A korban will be also bachil. Shechting, let's say, behemas chulin, that you have to wait till the 8th day, that's a question whether that's a din deraisa, a din derabbanan. Many poskim hold that that's only a din derabbanan. And that din, you know, that's a din in Masech and Shabbos. We learned it a long time ago, when we learned Masech and Shabbos, Perkab Leza de Mila. That's a din, you're not allowed to shech the behemas chulin within the first 7 days, because it may be a nefil, that's a suffix nefil. But if you know bevadai shekola lo chadosh, you know that it's a full-term pregnancy. The farmer is keeping track, and he knows when the pregnancy began. Let's see, he made the a lot of times on the farms they use artificial insemination, so he knows when he made the behemoth pregnant. He knows when it's going to be full-term pregnancy kola chadosh. So then there's no requirement to wait till the 8th day to shecht it. The din of chulin kotchim, even if it's overdue. Even if it's a post-mature baby that was born, you still have to wait till the Yom HaShmini to shecht it as a korban. But chulin, that you're not allowed to shecht within the first 7 days, that's because of a chashash nefil. But that's only if it's any yodum kol alachadoshav, then you have to wait. And many Rishonim hold that whole chumrah, that it's a suffix, maybe it's lo kol alachadoshav, suffix nefil, you have to wait till the 8th day, many hold that din is only midirabban. It's not a din menater. But here, this is the real din Torah, that if you shecht the korban within 8 days, even if the bevada yadur shekola chadoshim, that's a psul mechus hazman. Yeah, nochama chulim bekotchim mifnim. He shechted both in the azar. Shneim psulim. The first one is possible because chulim azar. Either asa b'achila mid the rabbanon, asa b'achila min haTorah. V'asheni, and the second one is asa b'achila. Why? Because mechus hazman. Because since he shechted the first one today, he's not allowed to shecht the second one. You have to wait till tomorrow. So if you shecht a korban that's mechus hazman, it's also possible. It's also bachilim. V'ashen is tavik as habayim. The one who shechted the chulin ba'azor is ain't a loike. Either because the whole isa was only with the rabbanon, or even if it's deraisa, there's no pasuk, there's no lav on it. It's inferred by reading in between the lines, but there's no loisese. So he's not like it. Hashem is of his Abayim. One who shechts the second one is the Kochim Bifnim. He'll get Malkas because of Elzebeth's Beno. Then the next combination is Kochim Bechulim Bifnim. Two animals, Elzebeth's Beno. The first one he shechts is the Korban. Second one is Chulim. So the first one he shechts Rishim Kosher Apata, Akosher Topment, Akosher Alefel. He didn't do anything wrong. He shechts the Korban in the Beis HaMikdash. That's how he's supposed to do. So that's not a problem. So the kochim he shechts first. That's not a problem. That he did a mitzvah. Vasheni, the one he shechts second, he wasn't allowed to. That's also his beno. Vasheni sofik is to abayim upasol. Nochemo. Kochim v'chulim bifnim. Yeah. Why is it pasol? Because chulim bazar. You're not allowed to eat chulim bazar. If you shecht also his beno, that does nasa b'riyevit. The Mishnah says. The Bahag said. Bahag made a knas midirabbanan that you're not allowed to eat, but the Mishnah doesn't have that knas. But if you shecht chulin ne'azaret, that's either asman ator or asman derabbanan. So that's what it says. Asheni, nochamal. Asheni savigas habayim upasul. The one who shechts the second one is loike because of esbez beno, and it's possible because it's chulin bazar. What if chulin bachutz ubifnim? They're both behemoths are chulin, a new combination. They're both chulin. The first one is shechts bachus, this chutz lazar. The second one is shechts bifnim. So a rishon kosher, a putter, the rishon, nothing, no problem. He shechts behemas chulin, chutz lazar is no problem. Vasheni, the second one which he shechts bifnim, savikas arbayim, he gets malkas because he violated osav ezbeno, who puzzled because he shechted chulin bazar. If he shecht chulin bazar, you're not allowed to eat either manatorim or the rabban. The Mishnah is just applying all the klolim. Everything is simple over here. There's no controversy here. What if it's kachim bachutz ubifnim? That both animals are karbonis. The first one is shechts bachutz, and the second one is shechts bifnim. kachim b'chutz uvifnim. So harishain chayv koris. The first one, shechs kachim b'chutz, shchut techutz. So he chayv koris on that. He'll get malchus for that also. Ushneim sofkim esarbaim. They both get malchus. The one who shechted the kachim b'chutz is loike. The one who shechted first kachim b'chutz gives malchus because kachim b'chutz is alav sheish bo koris. Alav sheish bo malchus. The one who shechts the second one. One who shechts the second one, kachim bifnim, he wasn't supposed to shecht it. Because it's also there's beno, so it's a mechus zman, so it's going to be puzzle. Ushneim sofkem sarboim, ushneim psulim, they're both going to be puzzle. Nachamal. The first one is kachim bachutz bifnim. So the first animal that he shechts is kachim bachutz. So shchut echutz is also bachilo. There's a shchita on korbanus. It's not matter unless you shecht the kedin in the azar. So the first one is also bahanoe because of isa meilo. He said the kodesh. He said kodesh only goes off if you shecht it in the. Let's say you have a korban oilo and you shecht it in the azar. The isa meilo doesn't go off because a korban oilo has no heter achilo. If you shecht the chatos or an osham bifnim kedin. Then the Yisr Me'ila goes off and it's mutter for Kohanim to eat. If you shecht shlom bifnim, so it's mutter for everybody to eat. All the Jews are allowed to eat. But if you shecht kachim b'chutz, that shechita is not matter anything. It's like a korban oila that you shecht, the shechita is not matter anything. It's still going to be also b'chila mitam me'ila. So here also, if you shecht kachim b'chutz, it's going to be also b'chila, also b'ano. Nachamal. So again, the Mishnah says kachim b'chutz u'bifnim. They're both. They also let's know they're both korbanos. The first one is shechts b'chutz. Second one shechts bifnim. So harishon chayv kares, he did shchut echutz, and they both get malchus. Shneim sofkim sarboim. Why? The first one violated the lav of shchut echutz. The second one violated the lav of osav ezmeno. Ushneim psulim. Why they both psulim? The first one is pasul. Because shchut echutz is also bachila, because the shchita was never matter. The second one. Is a mechus zman. So mechus zman is a pasul of korban. Shneim psulim. And what if chulin bifnim u bachutz? They're both chulin. Both behem as chulin yos ve zbeno. First one is shechts bifnim, and the second one is shechts bachutz. So harishon pasul chulin bazar is either osam menator or osam drabban, but it's also bachilu. So harishon pasul u patur is not like even if you hold chulin bazar is an isa deraisa, but there's no lav. There's no love. It says I learned that in between the lines of the psukim. So the first one is possible because chulam hazar, but it's not malchus. Hashem is safek as abayim. The one who shechts the second one chulam bifnim, that's also ezbeno. So he's loike because of ezbeno, but it's kosher. Also ezbeno does nasah b'dieved. And what if they're both kachim? The Mishnah covers every single possibility. They're both chulam. They're both kachim. One was chulim, one was kachim. The first one was kachim. The second one was chulim. Both bifnim, both bachutz. First one bifnim, second one bifnim. Every single possibility. Every single possibility. And I told over this story a couple of years ago. There was some professor came, I think, from Yale to the yeshiva. Forgot his name. He's a Baal Tshuva and he learns Daf Yomi. So the yeshiva was, the Daf Yomi people were learning the Daf in Chulin, later in Chulin. So the day before they had learned the Daf and Chulin about human beings who grow from the ground. So the Mishnayos have been about that. So the Rambam writes in the Pirush HaMishnayos, you shouldn't think that this is an animal that doesn't exist. No, they have records in the books of the Greeks that such an animal exists. So this professor was talking to us, so he says, the animal doesn't exist yet. It's a make-believe animal that the Greeks made up. The Rambam read their books and he thought that it really existed. He said, it doesn't exist yet. He's working on it. He says, maybe he's trying to make it. So he tells us, he's talking to us in the base manager, he says, his first love was law. It sounded like he went to law school. And then he came to the realization, you can draw up a contract in such a way that's not covered by any laws on the books. And it won't be governed by any laws. And he says, now that he studies Talmud, he came to the realization, in Talmudic law, every single case has a din. There's no case that the Gemara doesn't say what the din is. Like to take this Mishnah, like Yevamos is like that. Yevamos, every single combination is discussed. A sister-in-law, brother-in-law, he died first. Three brothers married to three sisters. Three brothers, two are married to sisters, and their third brother is married to a nochri, a separate woman. So that's what he was telling us. He realizes that in Talmudic law, every single case, this Mishnah, Mamash, an example, every single case is spelled out explicitly. What was the last case? Last case is kachim bifnim u'bachutz. They're both korbanos. The first one he shechts bifnim, Harishon kosher apata, a kosher tapment, a kosher lefa. What's wrong? He did a mitzvah. He brought the korban kimitzvah. So the hasheni, but the second one was a mechusas man. So sofikas harbaim, he gets malchus because he violated osvias beno. Upasal because it's a pasal of korban because it's mechusas man. Just like if you bring a korban before the eighth day, it'll be pasal but he have it. So if you're bringing a carbon the before tomorrow, you're supposed to wait till tomorrow. So also psula mechusas man.
Isn't this a raya that it doesn't go on the first one and still eat the first one? As Rebbe was saying before, that if you shech the osves beno, then maybe you can't even eat the first one.
Right.
So this should be a raya that that's not so.
Well, how do you see a raya that is not so? The first one he shechted is not going to get malchus. It's not going to be possible because of mechus hazman. The mechus hazman is only going to be the second one. The first one you did properly.
But I shechted it. If you can't eat it, but if you shecht the second one, you can't eat the first one.
Midirabbana, no, it's
only. Yes, okay.
No, the penalty is only midirabbana. And I've told you, you are allowed to eat it.
But by chulin, we also said that the whole thing could be midirabbana, and yet we said that it still holds the same problems.
No, if chulin bazar is the rabbanon, so it's osa b'achila. Mishnah says osa b'achila. If you shecht osa b'ez beno, the Mishnah says it's muta b'achila. It doesn't seem from the Mishnah that there's any isa the rabbanon at all. So the Bahag invented a new chumrah, a new penalty that it's us. But the Bahag side is against the Mishnah. That is correct. The Mishnah says osa b'achila, sometimes osa manatar, sometimes osa medir rabbanon. Chulin bazar is only medir rabbanon according to Rish Lakish, and still the Mishnah says Asa, and the Asa Hazmanot says Mutter. So it seems from the Mishnah there isn't even an Isa Dirabor. So you're right, the Bahag invented post Talmudic. The Bahag's Chumrah is not Kefiya Mishnah. According to the Mishnah, there's no penalty at all. That's right.
Isn't Rambam hold that if you're loka, you're putter from Kares? And isn't this Mishnah?
Mishnah Makkah says like that.
So how you chayiv, Sofik is Abom and you chayiv Kares?
Once he'll get the Malkus, that'll pop to him from the Karis. But it's very rare to get Malkus. You have to have a Hasra Turk de Dibur. How do they ever give Malkus a Misa to anybody? Who's going to be so idiotic to do the Avera Turk de Dibur of the Hasra? No one's going to do it. That's what the Mishnah says. That once in 100 years, once in 50 years, they gave Misa. How is it possible? A Baal Eishes Ish. There are going to be two witnesses there in the bedroom and giving him a Hasra Turk de Dibur of the Avera. Any avera like that, someone shoots someone else, he murders him. It's going to be hasra terch kedei dibur. Don't shoot, we're going to give you the death penalty. How is it ever going to be hasra? In order to give malchus on misa, you have to have hasra, you have to have edim. The whole thing is far-fetched.
Maybe this is the same question David just asked. I'm not sure, but the case of kachim b'cholim b'chut, the first guy gets both kares and malchus. Why is it not Kimle Midrabanan?
Why don't
we apply that?
Yeah. No, we follow that Tana that once, if the fellow really gets the Malkus, then he's off the hook from the Kores. The Bezen Shalmaila will only punish him with Kores if the Bezen Shalmata doesn't give Malkus. Ruba de Ruba, he's not going to get Malkus. Hardly anybody ever get Malkus in the history of the world, Malkus on Nisa, because you have to have Hasra. Mishnah speaking, theoretically, there's Kares. If he did B'mezid, there's Shchutichut, there's Kares. And if they gave Hasra, there's going to be Malkus. And if indeed they're going to administer the Malkus, then the Kares will be wiped off.
That's another problem with the Bezdin and Safat for the Sephardim, the Maranos. That you couldn't give him Bezin to get rid of the Kares because that would have been one of the other problems.
In the days of Rabbi Yosef Karo, yeah, in Tzfat in the 1500s, they had this Einfeld, there should be new this smicha. What motivated them? Why did they want to renew this smicha? So one of the considerations was the whole yeshiv in Tzfat grew after 1492, 1497, after the expulsion from Spain and from Portugal, 1492, 1497. So that's why many Jews ran away to Eretz Yisrael and they came to Tzfat. So many of them had worshipped Avodah Zarah, Mipachad Misa. They were threatening them, they're going to kill them unless they adopt Christianity. So many of them gave in. The din is Yehor V'Yava. You're not supposed to violate Avodah Zarah even if they're going to kill you. But many people didn't have the strength to do that. So they worshipped Avodah Zarah. So there's a big machlokes. One who worships Avodah Zarah mipachad misa, pikuach nefesh, is not doche, he did wrong. So is he taka? Does he deserve to get kares? Does he deserve to get cursed and he deserves to get Misa? But he said, no, Eidus Rahman and Patre. He did wrong, he didn't fulfill the Haftas Hashem Elkar B'chol Navshecha, Fila Neutel Es Navshecha. He didn't fulfill the mitzvah of the Haftas B'chol Navshecha, Fila Neutel Es Navshecha. But to say that he deserves chorus, violating the Avera of Avodah Zarah, it was Ba'onus. So the Rambam says it's Ba'onus. If you do any Avera, even Avodah Zarah, Mipachad Misa, that's Ba'onus, and you don't get chorus, and you don't get Malkus HaMisa. And other Rishayim disagree. They have, like we have Hasogas HaRaivit on the Rambam, so the case of Mishnah, every so often we call Hasogas HaRamach. The Ramach lived also at that Kufa, also from Provence. And he also wrote Hasogas on the Ramah. So the Ramach has this Hasog and the Chidush Aran on Sanhedrin Codes, there were those who disagreed. So many of the Jews who moved to Tzfat felt guilty. They felt that they deserved Kores because they had worshipped Avodah Zarah. And they wanted to pater themselves from the Kores. So they wanted to get Malkus, because one who violated an Avera Sheyesh B'Koris, once you get the Malkus, so the Bezel Shalmaila doesn't give you the Koris. So you can only get Malkus if you have a Bezel of Smuchim. And Smicha had been discontinued for several centuries already. Smicha can only be conferred in Eretz Yisrael by one who got Smicha himself in Eretz Yisrael, Ish B'Pi'ish HaMashe Rabbeinu. So the Smicha conked out already in the days of the Amoraim. The early Amoraim in Eretz Yisrael still had Smicha. The late Amoraim and Eretz, they didn't have smicha either. Days of the Goyim, nobody had any smicha. So this was the 1500. This is already 500-600 years later. So there was nobody alive who had smicha at that time. So they wanted to do chiddush smicha. The Rambam writes in three different places, Yeroi Ali, he has a chiddush that if all the rabbis in Eretz Yisrael, all the Talmid Chacham gathered together, and they decide to confer smicha on an individual, even though it's not Ish Mipi Ish HaMashe Rabbeinu, that's another route. So they wanted to gathered together all the Rabbanim to confer smicha, and they did. And one of the purposes, one of the motivations was in order to give Malkus to the people who had worshipped Avodah Zarah, who worshipped Christianity, to save their lives. Yeah, so there was no Hasra at all. There was no Hasra at all, because there were no smuchim at the time they did the Avera of Avodah Zarah. There were no smuchim. So it didn't occur to anybody to give Hasra. So they thought, if you give ad hoc Malkus, the Pashtus says that it's not so, not ad hoc Malkus. If there are Eidim who gave Hasra, and they give Malkus based on the Din and the Torah, so then once you get Malkus, so you're off the hook. You never get Malkus for Avodah Zarah. Avodah Zarah is Alav Sheyesh Bo Misa. So you never get, let's say, a friend of mine is being Mechal Shabbos. I don't want to give him Hasra. Don't be Mechal Shabbos, going to give you the death penalty. He's a good friend of mine. I learned him with Havrusa. So I just warn him, don't be Mechal Shabbos, going to give you Malkus. So there's a Machlekes HaTanan, we pass, and it doesn't get Malkus either. Alav Sheyesh Bo Misa, either you get Misa, you don't get any Malkus. Has to be sin. The Lav to get Malkus has to be similar to L'Sachsam Shor B'disha. If it's an Isa Chomer that usually deserves Einish Misa, it's not similar to L'Sachsam Shor B'disha. So even if they gave Asra for Malkus, you're not going to get Malkus. So the Pashtus is, on Avodah Zarah, there's never any Malkus. Either there's Misa or there's nothing. So what are they? They wanted to give Smicha in order to give Malkus, ad hoc Malkus? The whole thing is wild, the whole notion. So they gave a few people smicha, but lamaisa, nothing came out of it. Rabbi Yosef Kara got smicha, the Alsher got smicha, a couple of more people got smicha, and nothing came out. They never put together the bezin to give the malchus, the pata, the people from the chorus. That was one of the motivations. Then they give another motivation that they had. What motivated them to do the chiddush smicha? Because the Rambam quotes the Gemara in the end of Maseches Rosh Hashanah that at the end of the Bais Sheni period, just like at the end of the Bais Rishon period, the Shechina went into Golus in 10 different stages. The Shechina was originally in the Kodesh HaKadosh, and then it went out and went further, further, further. Then in 10 stages, the Shechina went back to the seventh heaven. The Shiva Rekin, the Shechina went away. So toward the end of the Bais Sheni period, the Sanhedrin used to meet in the Lushkas HaGozes in the Beis HaMikdash. So Sanhedrin, 40 years before the Churban Bais Sheni was Churban in the year 70, so 40 years before in the year 30, so Sanhedrin went into self-imposed Golos, and they met in a Chanus, in a different location. Then they went to Yerushalayim, then they went to a different city, then they went to Tzipori, and Shfaram, and Tiberia, and Usha, different places, and then they conked out, somewhere in the Golan, in the Galil. And then the Gemara says, we have a tradition, the same location where they met the last time, so that's every day the Bez Nagar would meet. in the Beis HaMikdash, and then we'd go home. The next morning they would come back again to meet, and then we'd go home. Every morning they would come back and meet. So the Beis HaGadol met till Bais Sheni came to an end, 40 years before the Churban Bais. Then they moved to Usha, Tzipori, Shvarim, Tveria, and then wherever the last location was, over 1,500 years ago, 1,800 years ago, so the Rambam quotes thing, well, they're going to reconvene in the same, like the Bezdin goes home every day and they reconvene the next morning. So here, they went home, they went on vacation for 1,800 years, and they'll reconvene. It's not the same people. They'll reconvene in the same place where they met last. So a couple of years ago, they had this Sanhedrin of 71 Rabban and met in Tveria, reconvening over there. So that was the other consideration. They had the tradition from the Rambam quotes the Gemara, the Sanhedrin will reconvene in the same place that they met last time, namely in the Galil. And the Gemara says in Erevin that the Melech HaMashiach will come to Bnei Yisrael the day after Eliyahu HaNavi will appear in front of the Beis HaGadol, and he will announce that tomorrow the Mashiach will appear. So you have to have the Beis HaGadol that Eliyahu HaNavi should be able to appear. So they're hoping for the coming of Mashiach. They had suffered so much in Spain and in Portugal, they thought it's already Mashiach time. It's time for Mashiach to come already. So they wanted to give smicha in order to be able to convene a Beis HaGadol, in order to have a location for Eliyahu HaNavi to come to announce that tomorrow Mashiach is going to come. So that was the other consideration that they had. Those were the two considerations. They were considering giving Malkus to those people who had worshipped Abu Rizar in Spain. And it's not a normal Malkus. You don't get Malkus for Abu Rizar. Nobody got any Hasra. The whole thing was wild. The whole plan was wild. And then the other consideration, they were hoping to build up enough to have 71 Rabbanu with smicha. The end of the story was they didn't give 71 Rabbanu smicha. They gave 5 or 6 Rabbanu. There were two different periods that they gave the smicha, sach hakol, 5, 6 Rabbanu. They never added up to 71. So they were hoping to make 71 Rabbanu to have the Beis HaGadol, that Eliyahu HaNavi should be able to come to the Beis HaGadol to announce who Mashiach is.
Rabbi, on the question of Hasra, in the Torah, where Pinchas, let's say, kills Zimri, do we think that there was
Hasra
there?
No. That you don't need Hasra, no. That you don't need. That's Halacha Moshe Sinai. Habol Aramis, there's no Pasuk in Chumash Shirul. That's the whole Pasuk. So that was Moshe Rabbeinu told them such a tradition, even though there's no Pasuk in Chumash. So that does need Hasra. But these, normally, you need Hasra. For Malkus and for Misa, normally you need Hasra. Fine, so this is the mission. So now the Gemara is going to discuss a little bit.
All Kanaan Pogumas don't need to have
I don't think so. Yeah, right. All the other Kanaan Pogumas. Yeah, the Mishnah has a few other Averas, kind of Zakaswa, others that Kanaan Pogumas, none of them need Hasra. Hasra is only when you have a formal Malkus Amisa by a Bezmi. This is a special din. Kanaan Pogumas, special Halacha Moshe Sinai, so that you don't need any Hasra. So the Gemara wants to know, how do you know this din, that Osves Beno applies equally Bein Bekotchim and Bein Bechulin? Maybe it only applies to one group and not the other. So that's the first discussion in the Gemara. Tana Rabbanan, Minayin, how do you know that Osves Beno Shanoik B'Mekdoshin? Maybe it only applies to Chulin? Where do you know that it applies to Mekdoshin? Talmud Lomar, the two psukim, one next to the other. One pasuk says, That pasuk is talking about karbanas. You can't bring it as a carbon until the eighth day. Based on that, you can't bring it as a carbon until the eighth day, even if you know b'yadua, b'vadai shekala l'chadoshu. That's b'chus hazman. Even if it's post-mature, you know that the pregnancy was longer than it had to be. Still, you got to wait till the eighth day. So we carry that over, many hold it's only midrash. We carry it over to behemas chulin. If it's any yaduim kolal achadoshev, so it's a sofik nefo. Shechita doesn't help if the animal is not fully developed, if it's a sofik nefo. So that's a din, many hold is only midrabban. You have to wait till the eighth day before you shech the behemas chulin to know that it's not a sofik nefo. But if it's vada yadush and kol achadoshim, then you don't have to wait. Same thing, a baby is not a vadai bar kayoma. If you know that it's kol achadoshim, the woman knows that she had a full-term pregnancy. Full-term pregnancy, we paskim as manas, that means the beginning of the ninth month. If she finished 8 months, she already started the ninth month, then she has a baby is born, that's called Kavah L'Chadoshim. The Ramon Ebenezer paskens like that. And the days of the Gemara, days of Rishanim is a machlokes, whether that's called Yoledes Letisha. Somehow the Gemara thought that there are two types of pregnancies. There's a seven by people. There's a 7 month pregnancy and a 9 month pregnancy. The Rishanim say already we don't know what in the world that's supposed to correspond to. Whoever heard of a 7 month pregnancy? But the Gemara thought like that. They probably had these books on medicine from the Greeks, from the Romans, whatever. So they thought there are two types of pregnancies. So if you have a 7 month pregnancy, so the Gemara said that's the abridged, there's a long form and a short form. So that's the abridged pregnancy. So that, as long as you entered into the beginning of the 7th month, that's called Yoledes L'Shiva, Yoledes L'Mekutoy. She can have the baby before the full 7 months are up, as long as she entered into the 7th month. But Yoledes L'Tisha, the longer form, the 9 month pregnancy, so that in the days of the Gemara, days of the Mishnah, that was a machlokes. Yoledes L'Tisha, is it Yoledes L'Mekutoy? Is that normal to give birth in the beginning of the 9th month? Or any Yoledes L'Mekutoy? And if the baby is born into the 9th month, it's going to be called an Eifel. It wasn't sufficiently developed. So that's a machlokes in the Gemara. Neither the machlokes, the Rambam and the Ramban had a paskin. By the time it came to the Ramah lived in the 1500s. The Ramah already quotes from the Tshuvas HaTashbeitz, who lived at the 1300s or something like that. He says that today it's already medically established. Whatever, maybe in the days of the Gemara was different, but today, for sure, Yoledes L'Tisha, Yoledes L'Mekutoyim, that's normal to have a baby into the 9th month, the beginning of the 9th month. So then, that's called Kolah L'Chadoshev. If the pregnancy lasted into the beginning of the 9th month, then you don't have to wait 30 days late. You have to wait 30 days for Pidyon HaBen. Even if the baby was born after 11 months, you have to wait for Pidyon HaBen the 31st day, Yom Laman Aleph. But for as far as waiting 30 days, that it should be Yotz Mechlal Safek Nefel, if it's Yadua Shekol HaChadosh, you don't have to wait 30 days. And what's called Yadua Shekol HaChadosh? We know that she entered into the beginning of the 9th month. So then the baby is born. That's not called a Nefel. That's called a Bar Kayam.
What about when the Gemara talks about the 8th month?
Right. The Gemara says that baby is born in the 8th month. In the 8th month. So the Gemara says, we don't know whether it's a post-mature 7-month pregnancy or a premature 9-month pregnancy. So if it's a post-mature 7-month pregnancy, so it's not a nephil. If it's a premature 9-month pregnancy, then it's going to be a nephil. So the Gemara says, how can you tell whether it's post-mature or premature? The Gemara says, simple. If post-mature, the baby's going to have a head full of hair. It's going to have long fingernails. If it's premature, it's going to look half-baked. The fingernails are not going to be fully developed. The hair's not going to be fully developed. And if it's a premature 9-month pregnancy, then it's Takan Eifel. So today, so if, let's say a baby was born in the 8th month. So we say the baby is an Eifel. The baby is an Eifel, so it's Mukta on Shabbat. You're not allowed to handle the baby. But the baby grows up and he lives to the age of 95. So you say he's an Eifel till the age, till the day that he is an Eifel. So the Gemara says no, till he reaches the age of 20. He's considered a nephil till he reaches the age of 20. If he survives till the age of 20, then we say he's nishke nephil. So that's what the Chazanish said. We have incubators. So you don't have to wait till the age of 20. You put the baby in an incubator. That's like putting him back inside the rechem of the mother. And then when the hospital releases the baby, they say this baby is just as healthy as any other baby who would have been inside the mother's womb for the full-term pregnancy into the beginning of the 9th month. So then it's called Kolah L'Chadoshev. Then it's fine. The Minchas Yitzchak, who was the Dayana of the Eid HaCharedis, he quotes the Chazanish and he disagrees. Now, who gave the Chazanish the right to say against the Gemara and the Shulchan Aruch? So once in the yeshiva, I was saying this over. So I'm saying the Chazanish says if they put the baby in an incubator and the doctor, the hospital releases the baby, so they're shine. So you don't have to wait till the age of 20. Then I said jokingly that the Minchas Yitzchak disagrees, and he says, who gave, so I said it in such a way, I thought all the students would understand, I was joking, that the Minchas Yitzchak said, who gave the Chazanish the right to disagree? So a few years later, a student who was in my Shia comes, and he tells me, Rebbe, sukumti ma mazel tov today. So I said, what's the good news? He knows he's alive. So what are you talking about? He says, he said he was premature, he was born premature, and he was in an incubator, And I said 3 years ago that the Minchas Yitzchak says, who gave the Chazanish the right? He started to perspire, he got scared, because he wasn't 20 years old yet, he was only 17. And he said, he's still a Nefel. Ooh, he can be dead. Ooh. He was laying tefillin every day, saying, bro, learning Gemara every day. He got petrified, and he says, now he's 20 years old, now he knows that he's alive. So I said, but I said it as a joke. They said he didn't take it as a joke. He got scared. And then Chas Yitzchak disagrees with the Chazanish. How does he compare to the Chazanish? How does he compare? Amen. Shouldn't have said it. Yeah. So that idea, that's called an eiphel, a premature baby. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. We'll have to continue next week. The Gemara has an old minhag from the days of the Tanoim, that when you put on your shoes, you put on the right shoe first, and then when you tie the shoelaces, you tie the left shoe first. What is that based on? So you put on the right shoe first. We want to demonstrate the Kohanim and the Beis HaMikdash have to be right-handed Kohanim. They have to do the Avodah with their right hand. If the Kohen is a lefty, he's not allowed to do the Avodah. It's a Mishnah M'chores. So Rashi has two pshatim on the Mishnah. One pshat is that a person who's a lefty is a balmum. The other pshat is that's a joke. What do you mean? A person's lefty is a balmum? What's wrong? It's not a balmum. The avoda has to be done with the right hand. So the right hand means this side of the body, and it has to be the stronger arm. But if he's a lefty, so he doesn't have a right arm. It has to be the tzad hayimin, and it has to be the stronger arm. It's not that it's a psul bamum. Another say it's a different psul, but it's hard to say that it's a bamum. So we want to demonstrate that not only when we're doing mitzvahs, even when we're getting dressed, when you're getting undressed, is it b'chol derechecha do'ei, all day long, when we eat and we drink and we go to work and we make a panasa, everything is part of avodas Hashem. So even getting dressed is also part, so we do the first, we do everything with the right hand, you put on the clothes with the right hand, put on the right side first. All day long we're supposed to be doing Avodas Hashem. Why do we dafke tie the left shoe first? And the Gemara said, because when you put on tefillin, you put on the tefillin, most people put tefillin on their left arm. So what does the tefillin have to do with the tying of the shoes? So true, the shoes, years ago, if you ever saw a chalitza shoe, so it doesn't have shoe laces like we have on the shoes, it has shoe straps. And the shoe straps on the chalitza shoe are exactly identical to the ritzuas. They're painted black on one side, the other side is not painted. It's white. By us, by the ritzuis, if you wear the tefillin long enough, so it gets, from the perspiration, so it gets all black on the other side also. Yeah, but in normal, when you start off with a pair of tefillin, so one side is black, the other side is not painted. So that's what the chalitza shoe is like. So the shoe straps are similar, identical to the chalitza, straps.
And they have the ritzuis that are black on both sides.
Yeah, some poskim are machmer. Apayim balojim is machmer like that. Rizal, some rishonim, you have to dye both sides of the ritzula black. But that's not the common practice. Some poskim hold like that. So still, what's the connection? So the shoe strap is mamish, very similar to the ritzulas of the tum. What's the connection? So there's a gemara later in Chulin. The gemara says, because in today's sedra, Avraham Avinu refused to take michut v'atzrech now. He made a big kiddush Hashem. Legally, he could have taken everything because he was cutting everything with Kibbush Mohammed. He could have kept everything. He says he doesn't want to take anything. Kibbush Mohammed, strictly speaking, constitutes a Kenyan, but it's still, it's a Gezel. It's Gezel, so he didn't want to take anything. So because he expressed himself, Michut Vatzvech now, his descendants were Zecha to Chutei Tzitzis, and there was Zecha to Ritzuas of Tfilin. The Ritzuas of the Tfilin are similar to the shoe straps. So that's what Rabbi Kivega on Shulchan Aruch tells you to look in the Panim Yofas. Panim Yofas was a little. Panim Yofas was the Hafloah, who was a little bit older than Hafloah was the Rav of Frankfurt. He was a Chassidish Rebbe Talmud of the Mezritcha Magid. He was the brother of the Rebbe Reb Shmelke. They were both the Hele Chassidish.
Shemish Mor,
the son of the Avnei Nezer. He was in the 1900s. But they were both very early. They were both Talmid Mazritcha Magid. That was the first generation of Chassidish Rebbes. So they're both Chassidish, and they both got the Rabbanis. One got a Rabbanis in Frankfurt, the other one got in Nikolsburg. Nikolsburg is in Austria, I think. Both by Yekes. They got Rabbanus. That's the whole history why. So Rabbi Kevega is Mitzayan. Rabbi Kevega was just a little after. He was the Rebbe of the Chassam Sofer. The Chassam Sofer was brought up in Frankfurt when the Haflor was the Rav, and he learned by him, and he learned by Rav Nosson Adler also. So the Haflor is a Sefer HaChumash. That's called the Parami office. So he writes like that. That because Avraham Avinu was Zechet to the Bereisol was Zechet to Ritzulis of Tfilin, because Avraham Avinu refused to take the Srech Naal, so that's why there's a connection between the Ritzulis of the Tfilin and the shoe straps. Not only because they're the same kind of leather, same strap, and it's dyed black on one side, the other side is white. Because it was zechet to the ritzuas and the schar that he made the Kiddush Hashem, he refused to take it. So that's why we choose to tie the left shoelace first, similar to tying the ritzuas of the tefillin on the left arm. We have a lot of minhagim that are based on ancient history, based on things in the psukim and the pash. We have another minhag that when a person drinks some intoxicating beverage, schnapps or wine, so you say l'chaim. Where does that come from? So we learned Sanhedrin, so the Mishnah says when a person deserved the death penalty, so they used to give him sharp schnapps and he should get drunk in advance, so he shouldn't feel the pain when they're going to kill him. So when a person would want to drink schnapps, he's not chayim, he says bezin. So the minhag developed, you say l'chaim, it shouldn't be l'mavis, because they used to give this heavy schnapps to people who were going to get the death penalty. How often did they give the death penalty? Once in a yovel, once in 100 years, they gave the death penalty. But whenever they gave the death penalty, they would give bimashke, this heavy schnapps. So whenever anybody would drink heavy schnapps, so they would say, l'chaim, should be l'chaim, v'lo l'mavis. So the shah is, which one do you say first? Do you say, let's say, I say bor piagof, and then I drink, and then I say l'chaim, l'chaim, or you say first l'chaim, and then you say bor piagof, and first l'chaim, and then you say shahakal mi'ibidvar. So many people have the practice, they say to everybody else, l'chaim, l'chaim, chaim, mazel tov, and everything, and then they'd say bar piagof and a shakal, then they drink the schnapps or the wine or the brandy, whatever it is. So the poskim, the recent poskim from 100 years ago, they say that's not nice. That's not their heretz. Because in today's Sedra and Lech Lecha, it says, Malkin Tzerech Melech Sholem Hotzi Lech Vayoin, Hu Kehein Lekele Oyon. So the Gemara says, Hu Kehein Vein Beno Kohein. How come the Kehuna didn't go Birusha to his son? Because he made a mistake. He said, Higdim Bicha Sebed Lekona. First he said, Baruch Avram Lekele Oyon, he gave a bracha to a bas v'adam, to Avram Avinu, before he gave a bracha to the Rabban Shalom. That's not proper. You should first give the bracha to the Rabban Shalom, then give the bracha to the bas v'adam. Because he was mahapech the Seder, so that's why his children weren't zeche to be kohanim afterwards. That's how the Gemara is mendaik. Who kohen lekel yom? Who kohen v'im benon kohen? Didn't go be Yerusha because he acted improperly. So that's what the poskim say. It's not proper to say l'chaim, l'chaim, and then to say shakal on the schnapps. First you have to say shakal, then take a sip, and then you say the l'chaim. I remember I was once at a siyum. There was a group of balabatim in Washington. I said, we're learning Masechah Shabbos forever. It's a big mesichta. So after many, many years, they made a siyum. They used to learn together once a week. So they made a siyum on the mesichta. So one of them was friendly with me, so he invited me to come to this real elegant party. They had a party in one of their homes. So they had champagne. So one of the people said, l'chaim, l'chaim, mazel tov, he made a sim. Then he says, bar piagof. So there were other rabbanim there. So one of the rabbanim tells him, no, you're not supposed to do like that. First you're supposed to say, bar piagof, and then you say, l'chaim. So the next one says, okay. So he says, bar piagof, l'chaim, l'chaim, l'chaim. Then the rabbi had charata. Then he said, he didn't explain. You have to say, bar piagof, and a shakal, then take a sip. Then if they take a sip, then you say, l'chaim. We have many, many minhagim that are based on stories here. That's based on today's parsha. Many other minhagim based on today's
parsha. You have a lefty that puts a tefillin on his right hand. Yeah. So does he tie his right shoe first?
I would think so. I don't know. I'm not a lefty. I would think he ought to. Chaim Kanievsky has a whole safe of ladinim for lefties. And when Pesach Krom put out also a kitzer of that one. One of his children is a lefty. He put out a whole kuntres.
Having a pizza, let's say a pizza, and you want it to be kovei. So you wash the same mug, see? But you have to have in mind that you need more than one slice, so just even if one slice, you wash the same mug. Because I saw two different reasons, things like that. One time, they said, one time they said you just it doesn't matter, you just
cut that even one slice is amati. You don't have to be covered.
That's what I said. You don't have to necessarily finish because you don't have enough.
I heard on the tape from my girlfriend, he seemed to say it once, like, oh, yeah.
Who's it?